Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show, and this week 10 of the Year of Self-Love Journal Book Club. So this week's affirmation is, my intuition is always working on my behalf. It is safe to trust my inner knowing. Okay, so this one is one that, depending on where you are in terms of like intuition, might feel a little woo-woo. But I actually think that our gut and like the knowing that we have in our gut is something that's accessible for anyone, even if they aren't religious or spiritual or connected in any kind of way to a higher power, which is what people often think of when they think about intuition or knowing something beyond the like tangible knowing of something. And I want to give just a couple examples. So one example of this kind of intuition or knowing might come up if you meet someone and you just get a vibe. Sometimes the vibe is positive, but sometimes the vibe is negative. And I can think of an example where I met someone and I just didn't feel comfortable with them. I couldn't put my finger on it. I couldn't tell you why, other than it was just like a gut feeling, right? So that knowing, that intuition. And so I didn't necessarily do anything with that in terms of like shouting it from the mountaintops, but I listened to it. I honored it. I kept that person at arm's length. I was mindful what I shared with that person or how I got intertwined with that person. And as it came out over time, that person was somebody who wasn't trustworthy. They were not sharing, or they were not holding confidence. They were sharing people's information where they shouldn't have, where it actually even wasn't necessary to throw someone else under the bus or say an underhanded comment about someone. But they started to do that. And I realized, oh, that's how that person moves. And so my gut, my intuition was telling me that. And I didn't know quite what to do with it, but now I have more data points. And I realized that I'm really glad that I kept that person at arm's length. I didn't share things with them that I wouldn't want repeated because they're repeating other people's stuff. So they probably would do the same to me. And it's part of why I try to move through the world in a way that if I say something to someone, I would, whatever I say, I would be comfortable with most people knowing. And there's like a very small group of people that I might be more unfiltered with. Right? So that's a story for me around intuition. Another one that is totally random, which is kind of how intuition works. And you might've heard this, like someone will be like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I didn't take that route to work because something happened. Maybe that saved me from something, or I did this thing. Right? And so for me, the other day I was going on a walk with a friend and my friend was like, oh, I can come to you because there's a park near me. And I was like, no, I want to go to the park that I used to live by because it's actually my favorite park in the city. So I was like, let's meet where we typically meet and do that park. And so we get to the park and I'm happy I'm there because it's kind of early on a Friday. It's not too busy because had it been on a Saturday, there would have been the farmer's market and, oh, actually that's not going yet. But anyway, it would have been more busy because people would have been out. It's Saturday. So this was early on a Friday. And so we sometimes will go one direction and sometimes go another. Well, we end up, I said, well, let's go this way. And then we end up going that way. And like not even 10 minutes down the walk, we see someone else we know. And I was like, oh my gosh, if we hadn't gone to this park, if we had gone the other direction, we would never have met up with this other person. And so that to me was like, I'd kind of just listened to that gut of like, oh, I should go over here. Oh, we should do this thing. And so those are a couple of examples that came to my mind as I was thinking about this week in terms of intuition and it working on my behalf. I don't know always how whatever I'm feeling, whichever way I'm led is going to serve me or work on my behalf. But I kind of just try to trust if I have a hunch, a gut feeling about which way to go or how to approach something, I just try to honor it. And this week talks about how when we practice that listening to our intuition, our gut, because there's some folks who even talk about like our gut being like another brain, another center of intelligence in our bodies. Folks who do somatics work will talk about that, the gut being just as like the third center, right? So you have your brain where you're thinking, your heart where you have more of a feeling. I'm totally kind of flattening this very complex explanation. And then your gut, that intuitive knowing. And so those three centers are really important to be able to be aware of in ourselves and to be in communication with so that we can be aware of what they're trying to tell us, how we're trying to be guided and led. And this intuition is like a muscle. So how do you build that muscle? How do you practice it? Some folks practice it through prayer or meditation or nature. And so the power of nature to kind of drop into our bodies and drop into ourselves, our heart, our gut, the wisdom of our brain, like those centers, like we can really drop into them when we're in nature. You might have heard folks talk about, I've heard younger folks say, you know, go touch grass. Like sometimes they use it as like, chill out, get grounded, go touch grass, separate from whatever chaos or stress is happening. And for me, that's a very powerful thing. Nature is powerful. I think that's why I love parks, is because they're kind of like oases of nature within often urban, more busy spaces. And if I look back in my life, ever since undergraduate, I've lived near, or maybe it's that they're nearby and I seek them out, these like natural places. So in undergrad, I lived my last year in a dorm that was by the upper lake on campus, and I would walk the lake, the path around the lake. And I have so many memories of being on that path and like dropping into myself and being present with myself and listening to that intuition. In grad school, I lived near a nature preserve where there was a trail of like set of dirt packed trails. And at every place since then, I've lived near some sort of trail system. And so if you don't know what's around you, maybe get a map out and ask, like, trails near me. There's actually a trails app that you could look at and see what are the trails near you, or just to get out and explore, right? So this piece around intuition, if you don't have a practice around listening or paying attention or even noticing that you have that gut to listen to, nature can be a great, great way to connect with it. I want to also just name, something that just came to mind, actually, as we talk about nature being powerful. My oldest, who is a very logical-brained kind of engineer, math, very logical-brained person, when he was little and he would get really upset, he would go out in the kind of like the cul-de-sac we were in, where there are these big hedges, and he would just like go be near the hedges. And I remember just thinking, that's precious, that like as he's navigating his emotions, he's going to be near nature. He was little, and so these hedges were so big. I think he felt like, in a way, I never asked him because I was just observing. I didn't want to press him. I don't know if he'd even have the language for it, but he would go like be dwarfed by these hedges. And I like to think of it as like maybe they absorbed whatever he was processing, or maybe it just calmed him so he could work through and process and go with that wave of whatever he was feeling. But either way, I meant to mention that example of like in real time for someone else seeing the power of nature. So I encourage you to reflect on that for yourself, take the intuition quiz. And if you're a person who's like, I don't know about this intuition stuff, you know, again, be curious, be open. And you don't have to buy into it. You don't have to pick up everything that you consider and look at and reflect on, but at least be open to thinking about it. Yeah. All right. Let me hear in the comments how it's going for you on this week 10. I know that for some folks, I've been hearing it's tough to stay on track for the weeks. And some folks are like eagerly every week, not only reflecting with themselves, but have a small group of people to reflect with. And so I just want to say and name that there are lots of ways that you can engage on this journey. And however you do it, however you show up, is enough because you are enough and you are lovable. So I will see you next time. Thanks for joining me.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at curabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.